Where in the Bible will I find church-sponsored recreational or social activities? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Many believe that the work of the church includes providing recreation and social activities. Much time, effort, and money are spent on building recreational facilities, sponsoring ball teams of various kinds, sewing, cooking, and exercise classes, getting popular athletes to speak to their young people, etc. After Jesus had fed 5,000 men, not including women and children, with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he said to the multitude following him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." John 6:26. They should have seen by his miracles the evidence that proved him to be the Son of God. Therefore, he could provide spiritual food for their hungering souls and lead them to eternal life by being their Savior and forgiving their sins. Matthew 1:21. Jesus rebuked them for looking upon him as the one who could provide for their every physical and material need. Jesus did not die to satisfy physical hunger. He did not die to provide a good time fellowship, as it were. The word fellowship, in fact, should not bring to mind food and fun, but the wonderful relationship we enjoy with our Savior as we walk in the light of his Word, 1 John 1:7. Jesus said not to lay up treasures on this earth, but in heaven, Matthew 6, 19-21. We must set our minds on things above, not on things on the earth, Colossians 3, verse 2. Nowhere in the Bible can it be found that the Lord's church is to provide recreational or social activities for its members or for anyone else. Many are still more interested in the flesh than in the spirit, Romans 8, 5-8. The church is the family of God, each individual having been purchased by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has told us how to convert the world. Go ye therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20. The power of God unto salvation is his gospel, Romans 1:16, not sporting activities.